is 1283.
1283, accept a grant in the amount of $824,831 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Office for Victims of Crime, and appropriate $169,917 for the fiscal year 2018 law enforcement-based direct victim services and technical assistance program to support the Police Bureau integrated model of victim advocacy and trafficked individuals.
Colleagues, Portland Police Bureau's Sex Trafficking Unit, otherwise known as STU, has for many years worked with trafficked victims who've endured years of physical abuse. This grant will fund three victim advocates that will operate a hybrid model of providing comprehensive victim services to both trafficked adults and minors, allowing for age-appropriate resources for each individual victim. This funding will also allow for the services to be offered to adult victims, whereas traditionally there are very few services offered for victims over the age of 25. The Portland Police Bureau STU team recognizes that many of the victims they encounter are 26 years of age and above and have many of the same needs for victim services and case management as their younger victims do. By creating a cooperative model of collaborative response to the needs of trafficked victims, PPB will be able to create positive prosecution outcomes for victims. This is vital for the success of keeping victims engaged in needed services as they walk the journey of an often lengthy court process. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, members of council, my name is Brian Parman. I'm the commander at East Precinct where the sex trafficking unit is housed. I think the mayor's done an excellent job summarizing the program and the benefit that this will bring. I think another point to take note of is that there is a half-time employee included in this request who will do research to really measure the effectiveness of these services that we provide over the next 3 years. At the end of the day, we believe this grant will provide a sustainable advocate system for these victims and get them plugged into the services that they desperately need. We're here and available if you have any questions.
Colleagues, any questions? Public testimony, Carla?
Yes, we have two people signed up.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Maggie and Robert Peterson, or Patterson.
I've read Half the Sky, I'm sure you all have, and it's got to be very apparent that women, girls, boys, who end up being trafficked are almost certainly in precarious positions as children and are exploited as children before they end up being genuinely trafficked. They're probably already in a precarious situation that we can never imagine probably being abused. So let's think about those vulnerable children who are, I'm very aware that our foster system is really dysfunctional and broken. Let's talk about how, what happens before they get trafficked. They're in a precarious situation. What can we do to, like, prevent, you know, get the stabilize children or young women or boys who are in precarious situations? What can we do? How can we intervene with programs, you know, after school? I was just watching a thing on Ellen. This guy was, he put laundry facilities, washers and dryers, in his public school, so that the kids could come wash their clothes at school, because otherwise they weren't going to school. I mean, just basic things like that would probably really help to, you know, all the being able to wash and dry their clothes, being able to get a meal, you know, being able to talk to peers, those kinds of things.
Thank you. Okay. Great points. Good morning.
Hi, how are you? I'm happy to hear about this grant money being available. You know, the worst thing about Portland is the traffic. And it's also important to recognize that, Portland is a capital of sex tourism. It should come as no surprise to anybody here that many people come to Portland just to take advantage of the sex workers in this city. So as we move forward, I hope that the mayor and the commission will consider what we can do to make sex work safer, both for the tricks and the workers. That's all.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Thank you for the presentation. It's particularly timely considering we just saw a young woman with a developmental disability who was raped and exploited and trafficked and ultimately killed one of her customers, sentenced to 51 years. My hope is that she will receive clemency, but my greater hope is that we can avoid stories like Centonia Brown's altogether. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for all your work on this. Aye.
Pish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Yeah, thank you for your work, and it's good to let's get to a sustainable advocacy system for survivors of trafficking and domestic violence. Aye.
Wheeler.
So this is probably one of the toughest duties in the Portland Police Bureau, and I want to thank Sergeant Georgioff, and I want to thank his unit for the work that they do, and I think we're all grateful that you're there, that you're doing this work, that you're advocating on behalf of sex trafficking victims. And I'm very proud to support this ordinance. Thank you. I vote aye.